Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey, great news. You're still here. I love that. Glad you're getting something out of my best of shows. As I said, we put together a lot of different clips over the years, and there are a variety of topics, but we know that you're going to enjoy them. Some of them are funny. Some of them are deep. Most of them are funny and deep. That's what we're supposed to do here. So I appreciate the fact that you're hanging around. Phone a friend. Let them know what you're doing. Don't hog it all for yourselves. Don't be selfish. It's the holidays. Come on, y'all. All right. To the action. Keep it here.
Welcome back, Kevin Jackson of the Black Sphere Radio Show with you, and I'm glad you guys are hanging in there with me. So, we're talking about this idea of drug use by the left and how they condone it, and when someone becomes a victim of it, then suddenly that person is a hero. Lessons to be learned. And right now, what's really funny, they're still talking about Philip Seymour Hoffman's death, but they're talking about it in the context of how this bad heroin that's out there, that the number of heroin users and how it's been, like, is it heroin is something new? The stories about this bad form of heroin. Heroin kills. Is there a good form? Methadone? Sometimes heroin kills slowly. Sometimes it kills more quickly. But the fact is, it kills. Hey, here's a dirty little secret for the liberals. Drugs kill. Oh my gosh, Kevin, you didn't say that out loud, did you? You didn't let them in on it. I mean, there aren't enough studies on that. Hey, there's tons of studies on cigarettes. Alcohol is a drug. Marijuana is a drug. Cigarettes are a drug. Cocaine is a drug. Heroin is certainly a drug. Crack is a drug. Crank is a drug. All these things are drugs, but you know what they got all the studies on? Nicotine. Oh, man, nicotine. You want to know something about nicotine? All these things create slow deaths. They ultimately end in death. I mean, life ultimately ends in death if you want to stretch it out that far. But what drugs do is they detach you from reality, apparently according to the left, so you can practice your brilliance, if only for a little while. Because as they say, the light that burns twice as bright lasts half as long. Let me say what I find brilliant, folks. Here's what I find brilliant. I find young men willing to go through the most brutal of combat training to protect this nation, as in the Army Rangers, the Navy SEALs, the Force Recon Marines, and on and on. The Green Berets. I find them brilliant. Because you know why? They cannot be on drugs. They have to be lucid. Their drug is the protection of you. That is all they need to get their adrenaline firing. You want to know what else I find interesting? What I find brilliant? I find the millions of conservative women who choose to homeschool their children brilliant. I find the millions of conservative women who choose to take care of their children to the best of their ability, I call them brilliant. Because I know what it's like to truly invest in children. See, that's an investment we make every day that Barack Obama seems to dismiss. He doesn't want you investing in your children and homeschooling and spending time with them as a father and so on and so forth, or as a good mom. He wants your investment to be in government, Well, I've invested in four children, and my investment is paid off. Not for me, not because I won't end up in an old folks' home, but it's paid off for America. I find the millions of entrepreneurs who chase that God-inspired thought that becomes a business and decide against all the stumbling blocks that government throws in their way to start those businesses and to do what it takes to make them thrive. I call them brilliant. Brilliant are the parents who face life without drugs. Brilliant is the father who takes the man's responsibility, yes, I said it, of providing for his family and for protecting them. That, my friends, is brilliance. Not some drug addict who dies with a heroin needle in his arm in the bathroom while his kids play in a park.
Don't do drugs. Never done a drug.
This program is a drug-free workplace.
My body produces its own drug, Keptosterone.
You found Kevin Jackson.
For whatever reason, it's kicking in right now.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Because what we're being told, folks, is that America lost another genius. That's what I saw, a headline. Philip Seymour Hoffman, let's just keep it real here, is a drug addict who can act. His acting was wonderful. And I'm sure Philip Seymour, Hoffman, has been acting his entire life. I'm not being heartless about this 46-year-old man who died of a heroin overdose. Feel sorrow for his family. But what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to keep it real. Because I don't want people to get a misconception about what's really going on with Philip Seymour Hoffman. The genius of the left was found dead with a needle sticking out of his arm. And they had said he had 75 bags of heroin along with assorted other drugs in his apartment or in his home. I don't know what home, apartment, whatever. Hoffman's killer was in the room, people. It was himself. And that self is the self that Hoffman and other leftists want us to disregard. Why? Because he's talented. You can be talented, but they're not going to disregard you on the right if you're found with a needle with heroin in it sticking out of your arm. Can you imagine if George Bush were found with a needle of heroin sticking out of his arm? Would he be called a genius? When we do something that would be crazy, we don't get called geniuses. Why in the heck are we calling this man a genius? Because he can act?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events.
Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Great news, you're still here. I love that. Glad you're getting something out of my Best Of show. As I said, we've put together a lot of different clips over the years, and there are various variety of topics, but we know that you're going to enjoy them. Some of them are funny, some of them are deep. Most of them are funny and deep. That's what we're supposed to do here. So I appreciate the fact that you're hanging around. Phone a friend, let them know what you're doing. Don't hog it all for yourselves. Don't be selfish. It's the holidays. Come on, y'all. All right, back to the action. Keep it here. Because what we're being told, folks, is that America lost another genius. That's what I saw, a headline. Philip Seymour Hoffman, let's just keep it real here, is a drug addict who can act. His acting was wonderful. And I'm sure Philip Seymour, Hoffman, has been acting his entire life. I'm not being heartless about this 46-year-old man who died of a heroin overdose. Feel sorrow for his family. But what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to keep it real.
Because I don't want people to get a misconception about what's really going on with Philip Seymour Hoffman. The genius of the left was found dead with a needle sticking out of his arm. And they had said he had 75 bags of heroin along with assorted other drugs in his apartment or in his home. I don't know what home, apartment, whatever. Hoffman's killer was in the room, people. It was himself. And that self is the self that Hoffman and other leftists want us to disregard. Why? Because he's talented. You can be talented, but they're not going to disregard you on the right if you're found with a needle with heroin in it sticking out of your arm. Can you imagine if George Bush were found with a needle of heroin sticking out of his arm? Would he be called a genius? When we do something that would be crazy, we don't get called geniuses. Why in the heck are we calling this man a genius? Because he can act? Oh, wow. Well, that certainly ranks up there with Gandhi and Mother Teresa. The dude can act. I'm not here to beat up on Philip Seymour Hoffman. He's an actor. And he's a drug addict. And I will tell you, that second part means he is not that good of a human being. Because drugs don't make you better. Yeah. The left love their conveniences. The ability to be two-faced, which is essentially what actors are to begin with, but when it backfires on them, then we're suddenly to see them as geniuses. Oh, that Kurt Cobain, man, he's awesome. They're transformative. In their deaths, in their horrible deaths, we're supposed to learn something from them. Well, I would love for you to tell me, Kevin Jackson of the Black Sphere Radio Show, what exactly is the lesson I'm supposed to take from Philip Seymour Hoffman? That he was a talented drug addict? Because let me tell you something, folks, drug addicts do not make good parents. Right? Let me tell you something else. Drug addicts do not make good spouses. Drug addicts do not make good citizens. We're supposed to overlook it. But oh, God forbid, pick your conservative who can die with a heroin needle in his arm and the left just go, oh, that Ted Cruz was a genius. Sarah Palin, she was such a genius. It's a shame that she died that way.
The Black Sphere with Kevin Jackson.
Look, I can admire Hoffman's talent. I believe it was probably drug-induced. I don't think Hoffman could be talented without his drugs. You ever seen some of these comedians that they're drunks or they're on drugs and they go up on the stage and they rock it because their mind's in another place, they don't care. But the minute they sober up, they're gone. You don't hear about them. You want to know why you don't hear about them? They commit suicide. A bunch of the comedians on the left, which the majority are, they don't believe in God. I'll deal with my problems. That is until I find out that my problem is me, and then I don't know who to go to. Because my world's been rocked. I cannot believe that there's something better, bigger than I am. You know what else is bigger than us? Society. The American spirit. The people who put their lives on the line to protect us. There's lots of things bigger than we are. Let's enjoy them. Look, I'm not God, but my bet is Philip Seymour Hoffman is on his way to hell. Not because he was necessarily so bad. I don't know what he did. But I'll tell you this. If you got to escape. If you got to escape your reality to the degree that he did, to die with a heroin needle sticking out of his arm as his kids played in the park, then my supposition... My theory is that you are probably going to have to go to hell. who dies in a bathroom with a needle sticking out of his arm while his kids play in the park. Who does that? Is that a good dad? And guess what? When your kids come back, how are you going to see them? You're going to see them through those heavily hallucinogenic eyes or whatever the heck heroin does to you? Is that the eye? Is that what you're going to see? How good of a parent are you going to be now that you've shot up with heroin? How long is it going to last? I mean, do your sensibilities get altered with drug use? I don't know, because you know why? Kevin Jackson of the Black Sphere Radio Show doesn't use drugs and never will. And no matter how great people try to convince me, oh, Kev, you won't believe it, man. You're right, I won't, because I'll never know it. I'm not going to miss what I don't know. And here's the other side of it, folks. I think I'm pretty talented without it. And if there's another level that I could have gotten to, well, I'll just have to see it on the other side. But I'm not going to make these people more than what they are.
All right, that ends the best of that particular segment, but I want to add to it in this special show that we produce for the holidays. Let me ask you this. Don't we give Holly Weirdos too much credit? You've heard me say this on the program. Why is it that because you can sing very, very beautifully, or you can act and draw out so many emotions in us, we give you so much credit to say, oh my gosh, he's a genius, he's this or he's that. George Clooney doesn't influence my politics. Robert De Niro doesn't influence my politics. If these people are heroes to you and can influence your politics, shame on you. Your heroes are right around you. You may very well, listen up people, be a hero to somebody yourself.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Russia may be resorting to extreme tactics in its war against Ukraine. There are now reports of Russian troops using flammable and toxic gas against Ukrainian forces on the ground. Some areas in the central U.S. got a white Christmas as a storm moved through since Saturday, bringing wintry conditions to several states. New details out regarding who is donating money using the re-election campaign of President Joe Biden.
According to new data released by the Federal Election Commission, President Joe Biden's primary fundraising arms have received an outsized amount of support from the most expensive zip codes in the country. I'm Tim Berg.
Tesla recalling more than 120,000 vehicles in the U.S., saying the doors on affected models can become unlocked and potentially open during a crash. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let us stop pretending that white women and white men are going to save us from ourselves. They're not going to. They're always going to vote with their whiteness.
Don't you be messing around here voting white. What?
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here, you're listening to. Can white people save America? According to MSNBC, no. And that little snippet, because I'm going to play the entire clip, not the entire clip, but I'm going to play the bigger piece of it. That little snippet comes from a girl who calls herself at D-D-E-E-2-T-W-O-Cents, at D-2-Cents, meaning D is giving her 2 cents of why white folks need to be, you know, not looked at as a special interest group and singled out and stuff, and black folks have done more and this, that, and the other. And what's funny is I'm going to show you that D2Cents doesn't even realize how stupid she sounds. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. This may be the greatest show on radio, or it may not. I had you there because there were people out there going, listen to that guy be all egomaniac about his show. Look at that. Black dude talking about, this could be the greatest show. You are ready to jump me. And then I said, oh, but then it might not be. Mm-hmm. But then it could be. I'm being serious. Or am I? No, maybe I'm not. Or it could be. The reason why I tell you that is because it very well could be. You could learn something today that you could keep in your arsenal. That's what we pride ourselves on. When we put this show together, I'm not lying to you. I'm being completely honest. I'm not being facetious. When we put this show together, I always ask my team, are we doing something that people are going to take away and go, you know what? This is legit. You know, you're going to have something. When somebody argues with you, you're going to have some points to argue back. You're going to go, hey, disregard. I do not believe you, sir. That's what we're looking for. Every time I'm on this radio show, that's what I strive for. Do we accomplish that every day? Of course we do. Don't be silly. I don't know, to be honest with you. That's up to you. But you can contact us at kjradio.com and say, you know what, Kevin? That was profound, what you said. kjradio.com. Then you can spread that out to your friends and family and other people. Think of it as a, you know, like a plan. And the planned expansion, the takeover of Kevin Jackson's radio. And you could do that and help us out. Or you could call the show at 844-551-8255 and say, Kevin, I want to just tell you something. What you said the other day, it touched me. It impacted me in ways that I cannot explain to you. And I'm trying to tell other people, but I don't know how. And I'm going to tell you again, go to kjradio.com, download the show, send it to somebody. Or send them the link so they can download it. Because, see, those downloads are important for us. Anyway, I'm talking about D2Cents arguing with Chris What's-His-Face over at MSNBC. And the question was asked, can white people save America? And MSNBC, D2Cents says, no, they cannot. And so I said, she made the comment, white people, you know, they vote their color. And I said, what else do white people vote with? Stay tuned, because I got some answers to that query. But I was just curious. But while we're on the subject of voting with one's color, don't black people mostly vote with their blackness? I mean, have you heard the term, man, this is Barack Obama, we got to vote our color. I've never in my life heard that in practically anything. I've heard, let's vote for our team. Like, for example, if you're trying to get somebody into the baseball Gold Glove Awards, I've had people say to me, send me an email, Kevin, we got to make sure Yadier is the Gold Glove catcher this year. He was awesome. And they send me his stats and all that. And I don't respond back, well, he ain't black. I don't respond back. The team, the Cardinals, I'm talking about the St. Louis Cardinals. He ain't, the owner of the team ain't black. What is Yadier anyway? What is he, like Venezuelan or Mexican? I don't know what he is, but he ain't black. How can I vote for him if he ain't black? But you know why I vote for him? Because he's a Cardinal. That's my team, Ozzy and my boys, right? The Cardinals have helped us with our charities more than any single group. Not single person, because I've had some people donate amazing amounts of money to help us. And it's really, I'm blessed beyond belief. And we do need more. Not going to lie to you. We have a lot of projects. But anyway, so I'm not voting for Yadier, not going to vote for him because he's not. I'm voting for him because he's a Cardinal. But black folks, well, they say, well, I'd vote for Yadier, but they got that black catcher that never catches and he misses the ball and all that. But we got to vote for the brother. Michael Brown, they'd probably send Michael Brown Jr. to the Gold Gloves posthumously. Let's send Michael Brown Jr. Yeah, as a show of solidarity. Is there any group that votes by color more than black folks? Just tell me who. Democrats have trained black people to vote by color. Monolithic or else. Monolithic or die. The group of people more likely to kill me, Kevin Jackson, fellow black person. More they, but the white people, the white leftists go, well, you need to support your people, Kevin Jackson. Yeah, said nobody that ever lived in Compton or in the, you know, 8 Mile or anywhere else these clowns are. Yeah, I'm not, let me just put it to you this way. I'll be very succinct. I'm not living near black folks. I do my best not to hang out with most of them that I know. There are a few that are sane, and I'm happy to hang out with them, but I treat them like everybody else. If you are a ne'er-do-well, a criminal of any way, if you do not match the character that I want to live by, I don't want to live by you, with you, be with you, whatever. And I don't care what color you are. That makes me racist, bigoted, what, make it, whatever it makes me, I don't really care. The people are going to be listening to these shows in archive down the road going, that Kevin Jackson was such a racist and a bigot. Yeah, he is. I certainly am. I cannot stand the stupid. I cannot stand the racist, the ethnocentric racist of blacks. I can't stand stupid racist whites. Mostly, I'm not talking about the ones that the left criticize. I have more respect for a member of the Aryan Nation than I do for a leftist white Democrat. That's the honest to God truth. I'm telling you, I respect that clown more than I respect the Democrat, because the Democrat is a racist. He knows it, and he covers it up with all of his racism and doesn't even want to realize that he's racist. An Aryan Nation guy just says, I can't stand colored folks, and that's that. Okay, cool. Go live your life and, you know, in whatever backwoods, back, you know, thinking place you are. And for the record, most of them are not in the, you know, in the boonies out here in the woods, as people would have you imagine. Not at all. Anyway, black folks, if you're black, let the average black know that you didn't support Barack Obama and watch the reaction you get. Yeah. But how do white people vote? I'm going to tell you. Last time I checked, most of you white people, now I don't want to speak for all of you, and I'm not white, but I'm going to tell you what I know about you. Most of you vote with your pocketbooks. At least the smart ones do. You conservatives, you ones listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, most of you, you vote with your pocketbooks. I've watched you. Oh, yeah, I'm a bit of a voyeur when it comes to watching white people do things. Have been for a long time. Yeah, I marvel at you guys when you go get on your yachts and your private planes and you go to run your own businesses and work from home and you vacation and you spend time with family and friends and you do things that the average black person's going, what the heck is that? What are they doing? Or completely oblivious to. No, I'm watching you white folks practically like a stalker. Oh, yeah, I'm stalking you. I'm just... It's true. I'd be lying if I said I didn't. And lucky for me, I am. I went on a... I stalked a bunch of white people on a hunt. A pheasant hunt with a buddy of mine. Foster Freeze, billionaire guy. He says, Kevin, you want to come stalk white people with me up in South Dakota and go on this luxurious farm, this ranch, where they have pheasant, and hang out and commiserate with a bunch of, you know, God-fearing, pro-American, pro-capitalist, pro-military, bunch of white folks and see how the other live. And I was like, you know what, thanks, Foster, for allowing me to be part of that. Yeah, he also did, I did it on a fishing trip with him, fishing for salmon in near Alaska, 40 miles off the coast of Alaska. I could see Alaska from Sarah Palin's backyard. But I went up there and I stalked white people. I looked at their how they behaved. I watched how they ate, how they drank, how they played, how they fellowshiped, how they prayed before meals. It was amazing to watch. You people are interesting. More interesting than you know. I didn't come out with anything racist that I saw, but I'm still looking. By the way, if any of you have yachts or private planes and you want me to stalk other white people, please let me know at KJRadio.com. Kevin Jackson is who you want on. I'm up for that mission. Here's what I've noticed about white folks. Politicians don't pander to whites as a whole for an election. See, if a politician pandered to whites and said, you know, we've got to go get the white vote, the overall white vote. What can we do to appeal to the white man? And they go, well, hey, you could do things to, you know, reduce their taxes and do all these different things. And you could make, you know, whatever. I don't know what you would get. Let them play golf more. You know, whatever white folks do, it would be considered racist.
We need to make a policy to let them play more golf. Let them hang out more at the country club. And, I don't know, let them travel and have a few more vacations. People, that's pandering to white people. But you can pander to blacks all day long. Yeah. But if whites do, if politicians do pander to whites, they do it in small groups. Like they go working class males and so on. But no politician dare make an appeal to all of white America, lest he or she be called a nationalist. Let's continue this discussion in just a bit, okay? We'll be right back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
But what's interesting is watching a lot of members of Congress enter this House who do not have that generational memory of being blindsided by, like, Reagan backlash or post-9/11 backlash. And they seem to conduct themselves a lot with – they seem to conduct themselves as if they really do believe the majority are behind them.
And they actually are reflective and look like
right.
the makeup of America that is now and the America that the white Americans or conservative Americans are afraid of that is coming down the pike.
Wow.
Here's the thing. What Democrats need to stop doing is stop pandering to the white working class as if they're the only ones that are part of the working class. This is the problem. When we get into identity politics, and we were told after the 2016 election, stop, you know, talking about identity politics. That's what lost us the election. No. What lost us the election is constantly pandering to a class that isn't on your side, that isn't the future of this country, that isn't the future of the party. What black Americans have shown time and time again is that they are the backbone of the Democratic Democratic Party and yet receive none of the investment from it. Right. So the idea is this. Let us stop pretending that white women and white men are going to save us from ourselves. They're not going to. They're always going to vote with their whiteness. That's the reality. Right. That's the reality we're living in.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Did you catch the inconsistency of D2Cents, at D2Cents, if you want to contact her on Twitter? Young black woman who said, well, we black people, we've been voting all this way with Democrats for a lot of time, and we ain't got nothing for it. But when you guys, when the politicians, when somebody shifts gears and starts pandering to the white middle class or the white Midwesterners in flyover country, and she's mad. You want to know why? Because they get what they want. Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com, explaining how black folks think. Because she says, white people can't save us. I agree with her on that. Nobody can save you but you. People can help you, but they cannot save you. The only person who can save you is you. And I want to circle back on a point I made in the previous segment, which is how white people vote. I want to note that you will never see politicians going to white churches to pander for the white vote. But you'll see that with blacks. Politicians visit a white church to get what? Think about it. They want the evangelical vote. They visit black churches not to get the evangelical vote, but to turn black people over and rub their bellies and then break all the promises. They don't care about the black evangelicals. They care about blacks. If you divided the blacks into blacks who give a crap about the church and blacks who don't give a crap about the church, the white folks don't care. They're like, pfft. We're not going after black evangelicals. We're going after the entire tribe. And they do an amazing job. But go back to what at D2Cents said. We ain't getting nothing for it. Why are they going to go start pandering to these white people, these Midwestern white people? Because Donald Trump pandered to those Midwestern white people because he says, I'm going to give you what the Democrats didn't. What the better question would be, why isn't Donald Trump going to get the black vote? To the degree that she would want. Why is he going into a black church and saying, hey, listen, I'm willing to work with you. The closest Trump came to it, and I'm not blaming him, is he says, hey, what do you got to lose? And you know what? Nothing. Because Donald Trump has been a rock star for blacks. But is she saying that? No, she's not. She said white people can't save him. Donald Trump has done more to save black people than Barack Obama could have done in 100 lifetimes. Do you think she believes that Donald Trump has offered any salvation? I'm not saying he's God, but does he have any salvation? And what about you white folks who she's talking about? You can't save him. You can't save her. I thought about it a little bit. And I said, aside from fighting against the tyranny of Britain at the time and forming the very United States of America where she made her comment, what have you white people accomplished for us? I'm just saying. Huh? I know it's a stupid question, but I'm going to go ahead and answer it. So for starters, and I'm leaving this for you so you have a little tidbits, little talking points in case you meet up with some black nationalists, but 386,000 white Republican men died to free black people from 284,000 white Democrats who wanted to keep black people as slaves. So when you're defending Donald Trump, the Republican Party, whatever your ideology is, you might use that as a reminder. I would suggest that at D2Cents and other black leftists and otherwise knuckleheads figure out how many degrees of separation they are from white people who saved America. All these black ethnocentric nationalists, explain to me, how many do you know anybody that was intrinsic to have relatives that help save you, give you the very opportunity that you squander today or don't take advantage of today? You think you know anybody? Both slaves and freed blacks helped white people and others build the greatest country in the world. And when that world came under threat, American white men saved the world. I want to go back to what Don Lemon said before. He says, white men are a threat. They're the biggest threat that he sees. The guy married to a white man, living in a town that's 87% white, not living with the 7.4% blacks in his town, because he wouldn't dare. He sees them so infrequently, he doesn't even remember, he wouldn't even be able to name one of them, but he sees a lot of white folks in his town, but the white men are the biggest threat. These are the very men that save the world in which he lives in, the world that accepts his homosexuality, that accepts his idiocy as a leftist, that has given him an oyster. The world is his oyster, makes millions of dollars to spew nonsense like what I just said. How many white men died in the various wars to maintain a country that produced the 44th president of the United States, a black man? Sadly produced him, but still, you want to put a feather in your cap. This country overcame slavery and the lack of civil rights for people that had his skin color to make Barack Obama the president of the United States in 2008. And it was on the blood of white men and the backs of white men. How many white men died for a country that produces more black millionaires and multimillionaires per capita than any other country on earth, including all the countries in Africa combined? That's my bet. I don't have that as an example, you know, as a statistical number, but I bet we do. Certainly per capita, I know we do. So while leftists complain of whiteness, they wholly ignore what blackness produces around the world. Oh, Kevin's preaching now. He's preaching. He's about to make some people mad. What, I haven't already? If I haven't already made some leftists mad, I actually feel bad. Because they usually get mad at the truth. What innovations have come from Africa, the motherland? The motherland, Kevin. Do you expect the next breakthrough in modern medicine to come from Africa? Do you expect it to come in semiconductor technology? Is it going to come from anywhere on the continent of Africa? And you go, oh, Kevin, they've got the Noni plant, and they've got all these indigenous plants, and we don't know where the, you know, what the medicinal properties are. Yeah, you expecting an African to go do something about it, or are you expecting the Germans? I would venture to tell you Bayer will be over there doing something if they're not already. But it ain't going to come from somebody with skin that looks like mine. That's sad to say. So don't talk to me about what's going to come from Africa. Let me tell you what Africa produces. It produces atrocities. It produces kidnappings, like the Boko Haram kidnapping of those Christian girls. It produces bombings, murder, mayhem, genocide in more than one country. We're not talking about an isolated region. We're talking about all over the continent. That continent can't even keep its freaking lights on most of the time in most countries. You're talking to somebody that's been there. So this is not conjecture. Moreover, I doubt that all of the African countries combined have the GDP of Texas. So explain to me what is so great that's coming out of all this blackness that everybody professes. Oh, Kevin, you sound like you're a racist against your own people. I'm not. I'm just being a realist. How about people stop focusing on how bad white people are, and we start trying to empower blacks and give them a reason to go over and support the motherland? Has MSNBC looked at the number of refugees coming from black countries? Seeking asylum in non-black, okay, white countries? Because I've looked at it. How are those blacks voting in their countries? Wait, not at all. And if they do vote, you know what they vote? They vote black. If white people voting with their whiteness is a problem, when are so many blacks fleeing to these? Why are so many blacks coming to these countries that are non-black? Allow me to answer for you afraid to do so. Far too many black countries are fraught with danger. So much so, the very people who call these countries home are forced to flee. These people want to live in civilized areas of the world. So they come to these so-called white countries. They come to countries with laws, countries that respect life and human rights. So-called white countries embrace blacks from all African countries, as well as people from the Middle East, Central America, South America, Asia, Europe, etc. And MSNBC allows racists to make these claims. How pathetic.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.